Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir, I will.
Welcome to our morning words of encouragement, and I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is indeed your first time being here with us, please know that you are our honored guest, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. This Tuesday's Words of Encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. We ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. Thank you for what you do every morning, Danielle. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this platform. Thank you, those of you who called in on the blog Talk Radio telephone line. Thanks to anyone who is listening either live or going to the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture and accessing this or other inspirational devotionals, as well as those who are joining me via my Facebook Live simulcast. We are appreciative of every single one of you, and none of you are being taken for granted. This is Gratitude Tuesday number 13, and number 13 is some people have designated it as an unlucky number. I'm not sure if any of you have a proclivity to believe in luck or karma or read your horoscope or anything like that, but this idea of luck and fortune and karma seems to be a pretty common belief. And it even has made its way into song. As I did a little research getting ready for this devotional, I saw that there was as many as 40 to as many as 70 songs where the idea of luck or karma are referenced. And one of them that came out about 25 years ago is from a lady named Alanis Morissette. And some of you may be familiar with it. It's called Ironic. The first verse of it says, an old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's death row pardon 2 minutes too late. Isn't ironic, don't you think? And then the chorus goes, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid. It's the good advice that you didn't take. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it figures? And so, and then the other verses kind of speak to a lot of the sadness and bad luck that oftentimes may happen in life. I'm not sure if you guys are ones that used to go and look for four-leaf clovers. I'm not sure if you guys are the ones that have a rabbit's foot on your keychain. I'm not sure if you guys are amongst the group that wants to make sure that when you say something, you cross your fingers to try to make sure that it's true, or whether or not you are, again, consulting your horoscope or doing various other things, or when you see certain good things happen or certain bad things happen, you have the tendency to call it karma. I'm not sure, you know, the who and the what there, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters. I do know that the Bible does have a word to say that should guide the way and the direction that our thoughts and our thoughts and our words should address the issue of luck, fortune, and karma. Let me start by referencing Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse number 13. And Ecclesiastes 7, quite frankly, is one of my favorite passage chapters in the Bible. It has a lot of good stuff in there. And in particular, when we get to verse 13, it says, and Solomon does a good job of, okay, and I did a whole series in this devotional about how that as Solomon deals with the things that are happening under the sun, that he wants us to have an over-the-sun perspective of what happens under the sun. And so in doing that, in verse 13, he says, consider the work of God, for who is able to straighten what he has bent. Then concerning the issue that maybe sometimes we might look at with regard to karma and other things, in the day of prosperity, be happy. But in the day of adversity, consider God has made the one as well as the other so that man will not discover anything that will be after him. Let me give you something that's on point with regard to how people approach luck. When you look at Proverbs chapter 16 and verse number 33, the lot is cast into the lap. But it's every decision is from the Lord. So even as something as simple as the casting of a die or a dice, it's very possible that the Lord is actively playing a role in those things. Some things the Lord allows to happen actively, where it is his will, and there are some things that he allows to happen passively. For instance, he's the one that allows the devil to allow Job to lose all he had and then eventually even lose his health. You know how we've said, well, at least I got my health. Well, Job lost everything and he lost his health, but he still didn't lose his faith, didn't try say it's luck or it's karma or if it's anything of that nature, which some of his friends seem to intimate. Well, you must have sinned. No, Lord, the Lord allowed these things to happen. And whether the Lord makes an active decision or passively lets the laws of nature apply, we need to make sure that we understand which life is not about fortune, life is not about luck, but life is about the things that the Lord allows and the things that the Lord presses as his will. Think about this passage here over in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 28, and we reference it, and I want to make sure that we reference it in an appropriate way today. And we know, and all of my passages are New American Standard, as you have come to know now, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And then later in verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? There's so much that speaks to the providence of God, to the will of God, to the decisions that God is making, where he allows us to have certain experiences, sometimes to build us up, sometimes there are indeed items that are listed where we reap what we sow. So regardless of the who and the what, you really have a circumstance and a situation where you don't want to say chalk it up to law, to luck or fortune, but you really want to look at it as this is God's grace that indeed is being put forth. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, if you don't mind, and look at verse number 19, where the Bible says, Philippians 4 and verse number 19. And look at what the Bible has to say there. And my God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. We got to continue to have that perspective, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters. And if we're able to do that, that's going to help us to indeed do and be all the things that God would ultimately like us to do and to be. And we won't be chalking it up to luck or to fortune or to karma. Those of us who are Christians understand that God makes both adversity as well as prosperity. So I don't need a rabbit's foot. I'm not looking for the four-leaf clover. I'm not crossing my fingers or doing any of those other things or reading my horoscope. I'm basically putting all of my faith and my trust in God. Because I understand, as John Marshall used to say on these airwaves so many times, I know that I am gripped in his grace. And I also know that I am mesmerized by his mercy. And so don't play into the luck thing. That's worldly. That's carnal. But have a spiritually appraised approach and thought process when it comes to what happens in your life. And again, this is Gratitude Tuesday. The idea is that regardless of whether things happen good in our lives or bad in our lives, we want to give God the glory and we want to show gratitude, because whether we're talking about prosperity or adversity, God is the one that makes both one as well as the other. Thank you for listening. Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity to be able to share a word from the Lord. And we aren't plugged into luck or fortune or karma. We know that you are the one that continues to give us all both spiritual and emotional and financial and physical and other blessings. So we continue to put our faith and trust in you, because we know that the Bible continues to remind us that you know what we need before we even ask. Allow everyone on this call to be able to seek your will and your way, and ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to them. And Father, just allow it so that if there are various things that intercessions that we can make for others, we have various ones that we know of that are sick, various ones that have gone through bereavement and other circumstances and situations. Father, just be with them as well and bless them, and bless them real good, because we know that you are still in the blessing business and business is good. Continue to be with us and allow us, whether we're in the seat of our cars, whether we're still in our slippers, or we've made it to the corner of our cubicles, please allow it so that we can give you glory and honor, not just today, but every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.